Moncrief on News Talk.
The long and often torturous election counts are finally over. It's a process defined by anxiety, long periods of boredom, and finally crushing defeat or the exuberance of victory. And that exuberance is usually marked by what seems to be an Irish political tradition. The winning candidate, sometimes to their great embarrassment, is hoisted aloft by their supporters. Where did this come from? And in an age where we all have to be a bit more mindful about where we put our hands, why does it still happen? The Green Party TD, Patrick Costello, has been at more than his fair share of election counts and joins us now. Afternoon, Patrick.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
As long as you've been at election counts, Patrick, has it always been the case people get hoisted up on shoulders and the like?
No, no. And to be honest, like at the most recent count in the RDS, we saw a lot less of it. Like it's certainly in the RDS, the counts in Dublin that I've been out at, it seems to be on its way out. And I don't know if this is another sad political tradition lost, but you know, I think you hit the nail on the head there when you were in your intro. Like this is a time of great anxiety for politicians, and I think you got to remember that when you are finally declared as elected, it's a huge emotional release. Like you've been, the campaign is all encompassing. It takes over your whole life. You could have been at it for like 6 or even 12 or even 18 months. And it's finally happened. So I think, like, I've seen candidates reduced to tears, family and friends around them reduced to tears, you know, the screaming, the shouting, the lifting, the cheering. It's all a huge emotional release for this thing that has taken over your life.
Yeah, you could. Well, you could understand that. I wonder, though, when they do that, is it kind? Is there an element of like F you to all the other candidates who didn't make it? It's kind of a bit victorious and yes, I won kind of thing.
I would be generous and say that I think it's the emotional release of the tension of the campaign and the count. There is the old adage that all political careers end in failure.
Yeah.
So I think the more you build yourself up, the further you have to fall. So there can be a benefit to not being too hubristic and, you know, as we were reminded, pride comes before a fall. So there certainly you don't want to be falling from anybody's shoulders when lifted up.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I always think it's ironic that all political careers end in failure was apparently coined by Enoch Powell. Some of the people who won county council seats might want to keep that in mind, who might have things in common with them from an ideological point.
I didn't realise I was quoting Enoch Powell, yeah. So I think I will.
But it's true at the same time. And it's because, you know, maybe our impression of it is that it makes a great picture. And so that's what you tend to see, you know, when you watch TV or you look at newspapers, it's always the person who's been hiked up on people's shoulders.
Yeah, and like it does make a great picture. But I think, again, like it can often, if you're not in the campaign, if you're not in the count centre, it can often be hard to realise the churning emotions that the campaigns are going through. The swings, as you said yourself, from boredom to anxiety and back to boredom again, you know. And I think like some politicians whose exuberant reactions have gone viral and become memes, you know, a lot of that's taken out of context outside the count centre. There was one tweet I saw which was suggesting we should bring school groups on tours to the count centre as the counts go on. And I think that would be a really positive idea.
Yeah.
Because I think connecting people to that mix of anxiety and boredom that is the reality of a democratic election.
Yeah.
I think could be really useful and really, and when you see it in that context, that emotional release becomes more understandable.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, possibly the most famous meme is that picture of Alan Kelly. Now, the thing is, though, a lot of politicians are, you know, they're lifted up and they have the decency to look a bit embarrassed by it. But like he was like, you know, I'm the champ. Though it was completely unambiguous what his feelings were in that. Also, as well, it concerns me, Patrick, because even in this round of elections, a few women have been like lifted up that way by men and their hands are like getting in there, you know.
Well, I think you'd have to ask the politicians who got lifted, you know, like if they're okay with it and it was planned in advance, you know, I think you'd have to talk to the politicians themselves about that one. But I think certainly, like, I never got lifted. And I don't necessarily feel like I missed out. But, you know, it's as I say, it's not necessarily something I would see in the RDS count centre.
Yeah. Is it maybe more an outside Dublin thing? Maybe.
Well, I think in many ways we saw that there are very different trends in voting and campaigns between inside Dublin and outside Dublin. So perhaps it is yet another thing to add to the list of the difference between Dublin and everywhere else. But I think you did see it. And again, I go back to that. It is a time of intense anxiety, stress, and it's a huge relief. And it can be building up for a long time. Because the reality is, when you're out knocking on doors, you never know how people are actually going to vote.
Mm.
You never know if the people who said, oh, well, yes, I'll give you the number one, if they even went out to vote that day. You know, and yes, you can get the initial tallies, but count after count, you don't know what's coming. And you can spend an afternoon or 2 days or 3 days, or in the case of the Eurocounts, more, looking at a spreadsheet and going, if this went there and that went there and this went there. It's kind of like, you know, examining a football table, a league table, two thirds of the way through the league and thinking, well, we've got a game in hand and they've got an injury, you know, so it's incomplete information and you're just filling it with your own anxiety. It can be a very stressful time.
Oh, yeah. I imagine it's probably even more stressful because whilst you might have a rough idea what you might get in terms of first preferences, and like we saw this week, like that you'd make assumptions about transfers, but they always defied expectations, those transfers, that they wouldn't necessarily go left or right or to the centre.
Exactly. And then you're looking at piles and trying to guess. And like we've seen elections where this cycle, this contest, where it came down to like a difference of one vote. There was the case where the candidates were tied and it went to the number of first preferences they got. So it can be a very close run and a very tight thing. And as I say, that's anxiety and stress. So,
yeah, we did a thing, I think last week or the week before, about canvassing. And somebody texted in to say, who obviously has been on canvases, and said, no, actually it was a TD, though they didn't name themselves. But they said that the best sessions in the pub are at the end of a canvas. What, on the night when you've been elected, you've topped the poll a couple of times. What do you do after that? Because you must be exhausted, but you want to celebrate.
I think in the first time when I did top the poll, we did go to the pub and I fell asleep very quickly.
Oh boy, you'd really want to hope there was no photographer there.
And then in my subsequent elections, in the 2019 election, I went home and I changed nappies.
Yeah,
our little one had been born, and there's nothing that grounds you like having to go home and change nappies. You know, or like the thing is, you also avoid your posters to go out and get down.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of post-election work that needs to get done as well. So
is that hard to get people to go out? And because, you know, especially if someone has lost an election, you can see that the workers be less than enthusiastic about taking the posters down because it's like slapping themselves in the face every time they do that.
Yeah, but there is a littering fine for those posters that don't come down, which can sharpen the mind a lot. But certainly it is, each poster that you take down is a reminder of your shattered hopes and dreams.
Oh, God. How long is it? Because if, say, you're elected to TD, you know, the day after, people are probably still looking for stuff. How long do you give yourself as a kind of a break before you have to get back to work again?
Well, as I say, you're out getting the posters down as quick as you can. So it goes straight back into it. And, you know, the phone starts ringing again. The emails never really stop. And that's the role of the public representative. You are there to address the issues.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess, like, I would take as long as I can, but you'd be lucky to get a day or two out of it. Because, again, bearing in mind, you're looking at the, it's not just your election. There's all the other elections and all the other counts going on. And then you've got to think, well, who's going to be in the next government? Do we need to start talking about negotiations? Do we need to start talking about coalitions? When do we meet to do that? When do we start the process of that? So that post-election phase kicks in very quickly.
Oh, God.
You know? So yeah. the councillors who now are being elected, there is conversations happening about, well, how do we deal with the next 5 years on the council? What are the deals we're looking to do? And those conversations can happen very quickly.
Yeah.
Because, again, in the count centre, all the politicians are there together and you can find yourself very quickly with someone coming up to you saying, these are interesting results, aren't they? What do you think about the next 5 years?
Oh.
So the move from the count into the next bit can happen very quickly.
Yeah. Though, is there, I mean, I don't know if this is true or not, but my sense is that counts, that the candidates from different parties, there's an air of civility there and even compassion because everyone's having the same or similar experiences there.
Yes. Like, it's certainly, so when you go start with the boxes being opened and the votes coming out and the tallying being done, that's often done on a cross-party basis. Because you're all trying to achieve, get a good result, get a good tally data. You are all sitting there with the same sword hanging over your head of transfers or not enough transfers. And if it's a good election for you, if it's a good election this time, it could easily be a bad election next time.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there is a certain camaraderie in the trenches at the count centre, yeah.
And like there's the nervous exhaustion of that experience, and that comes after an exhausting canvass, and then you have to kind of get back in the saddle almost straight away. Do you when you're an elected politician, can you ever get a little bit of time off? Can you, Patrick Costello, at some point say, "I'm going to take 2 weeks off. The feckin' environment can look after itself while I'm in Spain."
To a degree, but the phone's always there and the emails are always coming. Now, as a TD, you're in a better position because you have staff in the office who can help out. Mm. You know, as a councillor, you don't have any of that. But at the end of the day, like, regardless of your politics or your party, you get into politics because you want to affect change and you want to help people. So, you know, there's an element where you don't necessarily want to stop. If that makes sense?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because this is the job and this is the reality and you want to get it done.
Yeah.
And quite often when you get those few minutes or you get those few days and you're away with the family, you know, and the pressure of, say, the immediate meetings and committee meetings isn't as pressing down on you, that's when the creative things start coming out and you go, ooh, maybe we should do something on this issue. You know, so you never... You know, I had one friend who worked for a former minister who said that any time he went on holidays, the minister went on holidays, he'd get more emails because he had time to be creative.
Yes, yeah. I suppose you can have time to think about it rather than you're just reacting to things all the time. And especially because of the year that's in it, Patrick, all politicians now have gone from canvassing counts and then thinking about what may well happen this year or early next year?
Yes. Yeah.
So the pressure's on.
The pressure's absolutely on, yes. You know, and no, and like even before these local elections, the speculation and the nervous speculation as to when an election might be would have been rife around Leinster House. You know, and I think every politician, everyone in Leinster House will be making sure, you know, have they got their posters ready? Where have they got their canvassing teams ready? They were all warmed up, so to speak, after this. But I think everyone is sort of digging the posters out and trying to clean them down or get new ones printed at the moment.
Yeah, the way things are at the moment, they might as well just leave them up there.
I suspect there may be some people who already, or some parties who already have them ready to go. But yeah.
Patrick, thanks so much for talking to us today. I hope you get a break during the summer. That was the Green Party TD, Patrick Costello there. One texter says, did anyone see the video of the woman? I think she was in Kerry, who started running away when people tried to hoist her. Well, you can't really blame her. If I was to get elected and someone tried to touch me like that, I'd start throwing punches. I don't want to be on anyone's shoulders. Yeah, but that wouldn't be a good look. Like your first act as an elected representative was to chin somebody. Some of the greatest pictures of all time in politics or of politics are politicians being hoisted. It's a bit of an F you to the other candidates, says somebody else. You do get that sense a wee bit because, you know, you'd think that if somebody is elected, that perhaps, you know, they could show some largesse and go over to the other candidates who didn't make it and, you know, shake their hand and that kind of thing. Thank God it doesn't happen outside Ireland. Imagine if it happened to Joe Biden after a US election. He would fall to pieces. Lol. US president killed by celebrations. And Eamon in Kilkenny says Cynthia Nimorica was certainly going for it last night. Went up on the shoulders of her supporters. I assume you mean she was enjoying it. I don't know what you might mean by going for it.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.